This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Let's deal with this today. COSATU will be launching their 40, or they'll be going into their 14th National Congress to report on the work done on behalf of its members since their last Congress. And as they put it, to take stock of the state of the organization and to reflect on the course of a national democratic revolution and the international context in which it takes place. Let's talk to former COSATU General Secretary joining us on the line. Buzz Mashloa, good morning. Good to be chatting to you again. As COSATU go into this Congress, in your view, what is it that they, when they engage in a little bit of introspection, what are the kind of things that they should be reflecting on as an organization?
Good morning, Titi. Well, I mean, there are a number of things that they can engage in. Firstly, is to look back and say, look, whatever the challenges we have today, there was a democratic dividend in terms of a number of labor laws, which really give them a base ability to organize and enjoy many rights. Secondly, to be able to look at, notwithstanding the retrenchments that have been happening in a number of sectors, that at least, you know, their membership still remain at around 1.5, 1.6. But on the other hand, it's important that they also look at, now that we are here, what are the key challenges that they face? And I hope they'll spend less time analyzing the politics inside the ANC and spend more time asking, number one, why is it that unions such as SATAU and SIPAO, with such big numbers of people, are not in good standing? Secondly, how do they deal with some of the maladministration of funds by the unions, you know, in terms of investment funds? And finally, I would argue to look at what new ways of organizing can they want to be able to engage in? Because it is not the same thing. You can't now go factory to factory. You've got to look at other means in which you do that. And, and maybe just the absolute last is to also acknowledge that in the eyes of many people, whether they are members or non-members, they seem to think that trade unions spend more time on politics and less on what the ordinary men and women are worried about.
Let's talk about those politics that you say they spend too much time rather than focusing really on the needs of workers. It seems as if, almost, I don't know, for the last 10 years or so, last 5 years anyhow, every time we come around to this, we've got this situation where COSATU needs to reflect on its relationship with the ANC. But there seems to be, that doesn't look like there is any deal breaker, or that they are getting any close to what they would consider a deal breaker in their relationship. In as far as, I mean, the accusations that they've leveled at the ANC, you know, for betraying workers and all of that. Well, at some point, then you're going to have to make a clean break, but that doesn't seem to be getting any closer.
Yes, and I think both the public and themselves are to blame. That really, they tend to make the Congress more about, should we stay in the alliance or go out of the alliance?
Is it even an honest conversation that they are having about that?
Yeah, I think there is. I mean, if you look at the document that they have, the political document, you'll find that in there they make a proper analysis that says the ANC doesn't take us seriously, that the policies, especially economic ones that they are pursuing, they're no different from when Thabo Mbeki was there. And we had thought that with Zuma and with Cyril will be moving elsewhere. But they would come back to a point that says, this being the situation, do we align or don't we align? Mm. And I think the majority of the workers are more likely to say, let's align. Remember, most of them are police, they're nurses, they're public servants. So most of them, you know, have got a symbiotic relationship there. My view is that, yes, they need to take that decision. But I would say to workers, we will support the ANC or any other party if by the time of the 2024 elections, they stand on the following policy positions. In that way, you don't 2 years ahead of the 2024 elections already say, well, you've got our vote guaranteed. Because in any case, they can't deliver. If you look at most of the metros where the ANC have lost, that's where the majority COSATU members are. So it's clear that members can sit there, take decisions, but when people go back, they say, this thing's not working for us.
How do they reflect, or how should they be reflecting on the further fragmentation of the worker, of the union, trade union movement, in a sense? And I think it was put on display when they last called for that mass stay away, and they between themselves and SAFTU, they couldn't even agree on things and wouldn't even share the same piece of tarmac in protest.
Yes, I think that's a difficult one, because you know, SAFTU came out of COSATU, but I think at a conceptual level, they are all agreed that, look, let's find a way of working together. And workers on the ground, whether it's Eskom or in mining or transport, they tend to be able to collaborate. I think it's political mobilization where they differ. Because remember, SAFTU will feel that they can't be marching against Ramaphosa, but then have an ANC leader who is going to speak there as if they are not part of the ANC, which is led by Ramaphosa. Yeah. So I think I distinguish between what happens at the national and political level, but on the ground, there is still the working together. I mean, even the bitter rivalry between NUMSA and NUM is set aside when it comes to bread and butter issues at Eskom.
We'll certainly watch what comes out of it as they go into their 14th Congress. Thank you so much for your perspective and insights.
Thank you very much, Chichi.
Former General Secretary of COSATU there, Mbazima Shiloba, with a little bit of insight in terms of where the trade union movement find themselves and the real conversations they should be having with themselves outside of the, you know, getting embroiled and absorbed and all consumed by ANC internal politics.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.